Campus FM gli presenta Il Senato all'Istoria. Produzioni e presentazioni da Emanuel Buttigieg, filmché Maliam Gauci.
Nil-għawl is-semija ta' Campus FM għal-edizzjoni oħra tal-programm is-sena tal-istorja ma' Emanuel Buttigieg u Maliam Gauci. Li minnum għazinna volum interessanti u partikolari. L-awtur huwa Charles Farrugia, l-arkivista nazjonali li anki għajna miegħu matul din is-sensiela, kien ħareġ ktieb bħala parti mill-kullana kulturali li kien joħorġu l-PIN. Sfortunatament ma domx jeżistux, kienu kodba ta' kwalità għolja ħafna. Dak ktieb ħareġ fl-2006 u appuntu jismu l-Arkivi ta' Malta. Naturalment kien il-persuna ideali biex jikteb dan il-volum. U jiena l-istudenti tiegħi dejjem ngħidulhom li dan għandu jkun punto di partenza jekk iridu jaraw x'arkivi hawn available lokalment, però anki jsemmi x'arkivi internazzjonali. U kif għandek tibda tersaq lejn is-suġġett. Ikopri diversi temi, jibda daqsxejn kif tiżviluppa appuntu l-arkivistika, u mbagħad jibda jieħdok kapitlu wara l-ieħor, l-Biblioteka Nazzjonali, l-Arkivi Nazzjonali, l-Arkivi Ekklesjastiċi, ecc. U organizzat mod aċċessibbli ħafna. U għalhekk nara ħina bħala appuntu starting point mhux biss għall-istudent ma' min irid jara minn fejn jibda x'mistoqsija li jgħidu ma' minn fejn nibda. Ibda qra wara fejn ħatibda.
U dan huwa ktieb li naħseb għamel eżerċizzju fejn tal lill-arrej fejn hawn arkivi f'Malta f'kwalunkwa ġeneru tagħhom hemm f'kwalunkwa taqsima tal-ħajja soċjali ta' Malta xi huwa interessanti, l-eżempju jitkellem fuq teżor importanti, eżempju wieħed, ta' l-arkivi tal-banet li issib f'kull villaġġ li ħafna minnhom għandhom arkivju apparti ta' dokumenti x'fihom bħal-mużika Maltija li ġiet magħmula hawn Malta huwa teżor rik ħafna f'dawn il-banet u li naf minn hawnhekk li l-Arkivju Nazzjonali għadhom qegħdin jaħdmu fuq dan. Għandek ukoll jgħidwa snippets ta' minn xi għaddew l-arkivi Maltin, eżempju kif fis-seklu 20 il-Hill Monastic Library bdiet tagħmel il-microfilms li llum bil-mod il-mod qegħdin jispiċċaw, imma kemm kienu importanti biex niftlu qegħa ngħidu fl-era moderna tal-arkivista ġewwa Malta.
Fil-fatt għandek arkivi li forsi meta qas jaħseb li jeżistu l-arkivju tal-Ene Malta, l-arkivju tal-Molta.com, l-arkivju tal-ċibiteri, il-kazini semmejtom inti, il-partiti politiċi, għaddiet pal per eżempju s-soċjetà tal-arti, manifattura u kummerċ, s-soċjetà tal-mużew, li kollha għandhom, finalment x'għandek għandek istituzzjoni, u l-istituzzjoni ma teżistix mingħajr ma tipproduċi xi ħaġa li huma l-karti u d-dokumenti llum forma diġitali ma l-istess idea. U dak huwa l-arkivju. Il-kwistjoni kbira hija x'jiġri mill-arkivju, speċjalment jekk organizzazzjoni ma tibqax teżistiux. U anke dak tip jgħinek tifhendaq xejn.
Huwa għodda importanti għax tibqa' tara u tibda tgħid anke sempliċement arkivi personali u arkivi ta' kollezzjonijiet privati bħal ta' Dr. Ganado li kemm il-darba semmejna kotba tiegħu jew semmejna
x-xogħol
tiegħu u x'kollezzjoni importanti li wkoll xi ftit minna ġiet mod hija donazzjoni lill-nazzjon lill-Heritage Malta. Huwa dan il-ktieb huwa dik l-għodda li għandek żonn biex inti tifhem l-arkivista f'Malta.
Fil-fatt anki jsemmi xi arkivji barra minn Malta, speċjalment dawk l-Ingilterra u l-Italja, u tifhimha għaliex ovvjament il-konnessjoni ta' Malta ma' dal ġiex pajjiżi kienet intima u twila u għadha bdejja, jagħmel sens li jekk inti titfittex fuq xi aspetti almenu tal-istorja ta' Malta u l-ordni u mbagħad l-era imperjalista titmur anke f'dawn
il-forstijiet.
Ma tistax tagħmel l-istorja ta' Malta mingħajr ma taċċedi daw l-arkivi wkoll. Imperial War Museum, arkivi tal-Vatikan, u għandu anke xi ħaġa fuq l-Awstralja u New Zealand, illa għaliex hemmhekk għandek. Ejnidu la diaspora Maltija. Ġifieri, studenti mod partikolari ma' kulħadd dan huwa ktieb importanti jekk wieħed irid jibda jifhem minn fejn għandu jibda r-riċerka tiegħu u fejn jista' jmur u x'jista' jagħmel.
Nil-qulura l-semmija tal-program Is-Sena tal-Istorja, miegħi Liem Gawċi u Emanuel Buttigieġ. U naddu issa sabiex nintaqgħu mal-mistidna tal-lum, Valeria Vanezio. Il-lum il-mistidna tagħna ħankun qegħdin nintervistawha bl-Ingliż. Allura ħanagħmel din l-introduzzjoni bil-Malti u mbagħad induru għall-mistoqsijiet mal-mistidna tagħna bl-Ingliż. U għabi pjaċir li nilqgħu lil Valeria Vanezio li bħalissa tinsab fl-aħħar fażi tad-dottorat tagħha fl-Università La Sapienza Ruma, bi speċjalizzazzjoni fl-istudju arkivistiċi. Qabel hekk hija kienet diġà studjat l-arkivistika fiħdan l-Arkivju di Stato di Roma u l-Iskola tal-Arkivju Sigrit tal-Vatikan. Bejn l-2014 u l-2017 ħadmet fuq proġett ta' riorganizzazzjoni tal-fondi arkivistiċi fiħdan l-Arkivju Maġistrali ġewwa Ruma. Ir-riċerka tad-dottorat tagħha tiffoka fuq l-operat arkivistiku tal-Ordin ta' San Ġwan. Meta dan kien Malta, b'enfasi fuq kif l-Arkivju Ċentrali f'Malta kien jaħdem ma' entitajiet oħra tal-ordni barra minn Malta, speċjalment fl-Italja. Issegwi wkoll l-esperjenzi li l-Arkivju tal-ordni għaddew minnhom fis-seklu 16 sas-seklu 19. Valeria, thank you for accepting our invitation and welcome
thank
to the program.
You.
We'll start off with the first question, which we always ask our guests. Why did you study history?
Okay. First of all, I want to thank you for this opportunity. I'm glad to be in Malta today. I feel at home here, so thank you.
Our pleasure to have you.
Thank you. Well, I have a beautiful memory of that moment. I was 14 years old and I went to an antique market with my mother in my town. There was an old and fascinating stand full of ancient books and documents. I remember I was captured by the smell, the olden writings, the ancient covers, but above all, I was intrigued by the provenance of these records. Who were the owners? What was the history of those books? The idea of that books were read and written by other people in the past completely overwhelmed me. Although I was really young and completely unaware of the importance of these sources, I like to think that moment piqued my curiosity for first, and absolutely in my life. During the bachelor degree, I had also attended an advanced course about the use of sources for historical research, and I discovered my passion for archives and libraries also in my town, in Malian, a little town in the south of Apulia. And I started to explore the archives and libraries of my town in that way. It became an adventure. I have also to thank my family for this because of my educational background. I cannot forget my grandmother's passion for ancient and modern books. since I was a child, the shelves in her house were full of precious information and fascinating me a lot.
It's a lovely story.
Yes, thank you.
So yes, that first experience as a child in the,
yes,
in the market, and then obviously you go to school, eventually college, university.
Yes.
Are there people, teachers, professors that along the way you feel have left a particular mark on you?
Yes.
That have really set you on the spot?
Well, when I arrived at Sapienza University for my master's degree, I clearly remember the first lesson offered by Professor Francesca Santoni. I was inspired by her enthusiasm and passion in doing it, and by the ability to share her knowledge with us as students in that particular way, very particular way. Then she also guided me during my master's thesis and now in my doctoral dissertation also. Along this way, she gave me both professional knowledge and ethical values to address the most important challenges in doing research and to become an archivist, first of all. I grew up with her as a scholar, but even more as a person. That's very important.
Mm-hmm.
For these reasons, and for many, many other reasons, I'm eternally grateful to her.
A true inspiration.
Yes, surely. My inspiration. And if I may, I will add that I was also inspired by colleagues and friends who I met during my studies, because they gave me a different and multidisciplinary perspective on my research topics, and also because I learned the importance of sharing knowledge, that is the essential aim of my job as an archivist, as a scholar also. Yes, I hope to.
That is extremely important. That
yes.
When you're in an archive, I think it's a lovely club of people sharing history, and they are the only people who know.
It should be.
They are the only people that know your subject on first name basis.
Yes,
and they're talking about people who have been dead for 400 years, but you talk about them as you have just met them for a coffee a few minutes before. Valeria, you are obviously an archivist, and some of the most beautiful moments of being in an archive is discovering something on a piece of paper.
Sure.
Did you ever have one of those moments that you find something in the documents?
Yes. In my opinion, my most exciting contribution is the discovery of an important and fragmented, very fragmented, ancient archive sketched in different holding institutions in the world, and also the first virtual reconstruction of its ancient organization. This archive was produced by the Lang of Italy, a decision-making and administrative office that played a very important role in the Italian and Maltese histories, as you know. It allows us, that archive allows us to explore the history of our countries from a new and unpublished perspective in this way, taking into account the political and the social influences of the order on society. In this sense, my aim is to give my contribution to the archival history of the Order of St. John, mainly during the modern age, by reconstructing the documentary panorama after the abolition of religious orders, a real disaster.
We're talking Napoleon.
Grande Napoleon. And with a particular emphasis on the documentary relationship between the Maltese and the Italian archival scenario, first of all. It's a very, very important archival scenario in Italy. And I hope my research could allow us to identify, to study, and to make accessible the main archival fonts produced by the Order or related to the Order of St. John, and to analyze the role of the central and peripheral chanceries and offices, the branches of the Order in Italy, but also in Europe in general.
So this is quite exciting. An archive that was scattered, lost, forgotten, and you're
for
starting to put it together again.
To put together virtually.
Virtually,
yes.
Which is always better.
Now, to do this, where did you have to go? Which archives have you had to, and libraries probably as well, and places, you know. Take us along this journey.
Well, my research is mainly focused, first of all, on magistral archives of the Order in Rome, spectacular archives.
This is just for our audience, this is the archive of the Order.
Of the Order.
In Palazzo Malta, which is the headquarters of the Order today.
Via
Condotti near.
Because
Spanish
the Order
steps.
Is still alive.
Still alive.
In
yes.
another nature, another yes, form, yes. but it's still alive.
Another
so,
incarnation.
yes, it okay. is quite fascinating.
So Magistral Archive
yes,
in Rome.
In
yes.
Rome, that are a unique point of investigation in the modern European history, if we consider the documentary heritage of the Order as a very important fil rouge running through all over the Europe in general. And in order also to reconstruct the archival practices used between Malta and Italy in that period, in the modern age, I've also studied the archives of the Order National Library of Malta, of course, and huge documentary heritage kept in the Italian state archives, a huge documentary heritage, taking in account also the connections among these records, that the most important things to understand really the original provenance of this record, who produced it, is very important. But some of the most relevant sources I have analyzed are located in two particular holding institutions, Palazzo Falzon here in Malta, Medina, and the Catholic University in Washington, because I had the pleasure to explore these records together with Dr. Daniel Gullo, curator of the Montessori Center, and thanks to the VHMML, the new database developed by Hill Museum and Manuscript Library in Minnesota. It was really interesting to investigate the archival dispersion of the Maltese and Italian archival sources in the world, thanks to this new technology that allows us to reconstruct our memories and identities preserved in archives. Yes, in the archives.
So quite a journey.
Quite, and I'm going to ask you, what sort of information is there in these documents? There is a lot. But something that comes up that you love. You know, that is that is.
I love to discover the ancient organization of the offices of the order, the archival procedures that are the soul of an organization
How they were organizing and who were these people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We can't understand the real nature of the order without its documents, of course, and without understand the provenance of these documents.
That limb is very important because sometimes as historians we're guilty of going to the archive, finding that bit where Trini, then we go away.
And forgetting who was writing it.
Forgetting that behind all that there's a whole machinery, which unfortunately is sometimes quite difficult to know about. Because no one writes about the clerk who's doing all the work. But they're the ones who, after all, allow the documents to be and to go on in time.
Yes. I think what is interesting, and in another interview, Dr. Zamit was talking about this, how important this whole structure that the order had, which we know practically little about, but thanks to them we have this great treasure.
We have the
archives. Valeria, right now obviously we got to know that you are finishing your PhD. So I'm not going to ask you what are you working upon right now. We know that it is the PhD. Your life is
I'm writing.
You're writing. But what are you writing about then?
Okay. I'm focusing now on the international archival connections between Rome and Malta especially, and on the admission archival process into the order and the real soul
to show all your the noble births of your family.
Yes, noble births, genealogical trees, and a lot of interesting documents.
Can you explain that to our listeners?
Yes, of
course. How do you become an Italian knight?
Italian knight needed to justify his noble origins, thanks to a lot of documents. For example, the certificate of baptism, the certificate of the marriage of his parents and grandparents, because he needed to justify 200 years of noble origins, and also to demonstrate his noble origins through the genealogical trees of the four families, provenance families, and a lot of other interesting documents related to the geographical area, the variety, the geographical area of provenance of the night, or the pretender. Yes. It's beautiful.
So and this is part of your PhD,
part of my PhD. It's the first archival process I studied to understand all the organization of the order, because the admission process is the soul of the order in that sense.
Yes, of course, because these guys officially don't have children, and even if they do, they don't count. So the order needs people from outside. The recruits, and this is very important.
So you must have seen some famous Italian names.
Italian names, for example,
La Motta, maybe.
La Motta, Solaro, or Capece Castriota, a lot of important families. All the European and Italian noble families was in the order. It is really important to understand the political and the social connections that that originated in Malta during the modern age.
That shows how powerful the order was.
It was going to be. In the political history of our countries, like in Italy, for example. Examples. Really important. It's a new and unpublished perspective in this way.
So this is something that I think we don't discuss in Malta. How important was the order for modern day or Italian politics back then?
The order was really important, and also the Lango of Italy, that was the local office that managed the affairs in Italy, for example, in commanderies, bailiwicks in towns, and also about the relationship with the noble families in general.
And were they also in charge of taking care of issues with the Vatican as well.
Also with the Vatican, yes, because I studied also some years ago the archive of the Embassy of the Order to the Holy See, an ancient and important archive now stored in Rome, in Magistral Rome. Archives. So the relationship with Vatican, with the Pope, was really interesting because of the hybrid nature of the order, of a religious order, of course.
And obviously, I'm sure they had problems with the Pope.
Yes, sometimes. That's normal.
Can you give us an example?
So many years. Well, probably a very nice example is about ceremonies and presidents in ceremonies and the order in the processions
in Rome,
and also in Malta.
Ah, okay.
And the relationship with the Curia, with the Inquisition.
With the Inquisition?
Yes.
Those things.
So many powers in a little island.
You're obviously, if we ask you what you're reading, then, well, lots of PhD-related books. But,
yes.
You know, what are you reading? What is particularly important to you now?
I've read an interesting book entitled Un Ordine, Una Città, Una Diocesi, written by Francesco Russo, my colleague. And the author is an expert of the history of church, so his book is particularly interesting for me to enlarge my approach on the history of the order and church in Malta. It gave me a different perspective on the role of this institution and allows me to better understand its hybrid nature as a religious order and a military order. I have particularly appreciated the use of many interesting and unpublished sources and the way in which the author interpreted them and related each other in a complex framework, international framework. I was also particularly interested in the documents related to the ambassadors of the order to the Holy See in Rome. And I studied at the embassy archive, preserved the Magistral Archive in Rome for my thesis, for my master thesis, and that was my first approach to the historical research of the order, about the Order of Malta, to the history of the order and this archival heritage. Uh-huh. So it was an important moment for me. Finally, I think this book also reconstructs an important aspect of Maltese and European history. From this particular point of view, that is Malta.
Yes, it is a very particular point of view.
Yes.
We had on this program earlier on your colleague Valentina Borgassi, and she told us that she had Vitruvius next to her. Do you have something like that next to you?
Yes, I have a very important book. I love that book. It's the Il potere degli archivi.
Wow.
Yes.
Quite a name.
Written by some of my professors like Linda Giuva and Stefano Vitali and Isabella Zanni Rosello, very important archivists in Italy. And I love that book because it's a very good approach to the huge world of archives, contemporary archives, modern or ancient archives. Very important for the rights of citizens today, but also for our identity and memories. So there's it's also an ethical dialogue with the documents. Uh-huh. So very important for my training.
When we had Daniel Gullo, if you remember, one of the issues he raised was precisely who controls archives. Who controls access to them?
Yes.
In the long run, who has the say on what survives or not?
Yes.
This is what you're talking about.
No, yes. We need
for the average citizen who might not think about it, actually it's very important that archives are well preserved and accessible because it
gives us an
democracy.
Identity and
and
the truth.
The truth. Of course, yes.
So another off-topic question. Yeah. So, the archivists that you're studying in the 16th century, do you think they saved everything or did they choose to save something?
In the 16th?
17th.
No, they saved more, but we can't do this now,
of course, because
we have a big production of documents, of course. We need to select these documents today. But in the past, yes, there's no a real selection of documents in the archival history of the order, for example, related to my research. But there was an important office, the Chancery of the Order in Malta.
The main office.
And the Vice Chancellor was not only the archivist, but also a political figure in the order, a very important political, because he had in his hands all the information related to the order.
Yeah.
So it's really interesting also to study these persons and personnel in these offices.
Of course.
To understand also the origin of each other from Portugal or from Italy, from different documentary traditions also. So
as Maltese, we tend to think of the Grandmaster.
Yes, only him.
Forgetting that there are all these other characters in the equation.
The so most powerful person is the Vice Chancellor.
The Vice Chancellor.
yes, I'm sure.
And that's
not and a naughty question. Do you think that he hid some truths that he wanted not to survive? For example, just one issue that I'm coming, you know, the issue with Lacassier and Romegas. Obviously, I'm sure that you found information about it. Do you think the Vice Chancellor was hiding the full truth sometimes? Would he give all the information?
It's difficult to say.
It's difficult to say.
It's really difficult to say because we have less idea of the ancient organization now, of these archives, so we can trace all at that moment. But we can do it in the future, hope. So.
Good, so that's a project for the future.
Yes, sure.
One last question, Valeria.
Yes.
You have already told us why archives are important. So why are archives and history important in today's world?
Well, I feel that history cannot simply indicate us the right way, but can give us the abilities and the knowledge to find it. As archivists, as persons, citizens. Taking into account the present framework and challenges of the world of information, some of the most important issues that society have to deal with today are, for example, the massive diffusion and accessibility of different kind of data, the problems of preserving and managing digital records, and the digitization and the proper access to a rich and various documentary heritage. In view of this, archivists, librarians, curators, and other cultural heritage professionals have to be able, at a theoretical and practical level, to make information accessible to all. That's the most important, to share, as we said above. But first of all, I believe we need to investigate the history and the provenance of records, and to do this and to better understand the history of an institution and of a country in general. It is like a beautiful mosaic that it is sometimes ruined and confused, but can reveal yet many surprises, in my opinion. As a scholar, but most of all as an archivist, I have to be a mediator between users, for example, other scholars or citizens, and the sources, and I have to preserve them, to share the information the proper way, and to be as a bridge between the past and the present days. That is what I'm trying to do and who I want to become. Mm-hmm. So.
Fantastic. And I'm sure you'll be
good
brilliant.
Luck with that.
Yes, thank you very much.
So, Valeria, thank you again for being with us and
grazie
for sharing brava, these fascinating insights. Jena Manuel Buttigieg u Liam Gawċin ringrazzaw l-Issemmija ta' Campus FM u nintaqgħu magħkom il-ġimgħa d-dieħla. Grazie.
Għadkom kan smajtu Is-sena tal-istorja Bi produzzjoni u prezentazzjoni ta' Emmanuel Buttigieg u Liam Gawċi.